Are there differences between bad dreams and nightmares?
Yes, actually, there are. And it's one that can be best understood in terms of intensity. Nightmares are really disturbing dreams that awakens the sleeper. So usually we wake up startled, relieved that the experience was just a dream, and the awakening can be tied in directly to what was going on in the nightmare. Bad dreams are also highly disturbing, but we tend to remember them later on in the day or when we wake up with an external device like the alarm clock. So there's no temporal relation between the content of the dream and us waking up from it in the case of bad dreams.
You found that nightmares have more of an emotional impact than bad dreams. How so?
The nightmares end up giving rise to added distress than bad dreams do. And also when we ask people to rate the intensity of emotions that they experience within the dreams, nightmares come out as being much more emotionally intense than do bad dreams overall. And bad dreams, of course, are much more intense than your everyday mundane dream experience.
When I think about having a nightmare or a bad dream, one emotion I mostly think of is fear. What other emotions are played on by these dreams?
Well, one finding, which is might be quite surprising to people, is that about 35% of all nightmares and over half of bad dreams contain primary emotions other than fear. And these can be sadness, guilt, confusion, anger. So nightmares can intensify a broad range of negative emotions, although fear does remain the primary one.
What do most people have nightmares or bad dreams about? I understand that you and your colleague analyzed plenty of nightmares and bad dreams. So is there a general theme?
Yes, if we look at what are the most common themes, and we examined close to 10,000 dream narratives that people collected in the course of our study, and so one of the most frequently reported themes involves physical aggressions, also interpersonal conflicts where the person is having an intense argument or is being humiliated by either a coworker or a family member, things of that nature, themes related to failure or helplessness, health-related concerns, being told, for instance, that you are about to die because you have cancer or learning of someone's death, and themes that most people might think about as being your typical nightmare because that is what is often shown in novels and movies. The theme of being chased is actually relatively rare, occurring about 10% of nightmares and about 5% of all bad dreams. And then you have others. You can have the presence of evil forces, accidents, disasters, whether it's a flood, war, insects, things of that nature.
Are there differences in these dreams between gender and age groups?
One fascinating thing is that, there are significant differences between the nightmares of men and women. So whereas themes relating to disasters and calamities are much more common in men's nightmares than women, so these would be dreams of floods, earthquakes, wars, end of the world, those kinds of scenarios. Whereas nightmares involving interpersonal conflicts are twice as frequently reported by women in their nightmares. And again, these are often centered around conflicts with coworkers, family members, spouse, friends, things of that nature.
Whenever I see literature about interpreting dreams, there's symbolism involved. What role does symbolism play in these dreams?
Well, one thing that is quite fascinating is that whereas everyday dreams really can cover a wide, broad spectrum of different contents, as the dream becomes more and more intense, the themes it represents gets more restricted. And so we see a more restricted range of themes in bad dreams, and this range becomes even further restricted in nightmares, such that most of these highly negative and intense dreams involve threats to survival, security, or self-esteem.
Professor, when we usually think of dreams, both good and bad, we think of it as a kind of a cinema of the mind while we're asleep, more of a visual experience. Could other senses or feelings be used to manifest a bad dream or nightmare?
Absolutely. And so, as you correctly point out, most dreams are inherently visual, but they're also auditory. We hear people scream, talk to us. We can hear a sirens or a dog barking, things of that nature. But in rare instances, we can also feel physical pain. We can have tactile sensations. We can feel the cold or warmth around us. And we can also have sensations in about 1% of dreams of either tasting things or olfactory sensations. For instance, walking into a bakery and being able to smell the wonderful aromas from that fresh bread or croissant coming out of the baker's oven.
I know you've probably been asked this question a number of times, so why do we have bad dreams or nightmares? Is that physically based on such things as eating a heavy meal before bedtime, or emotionally based, such as having a guilty conscience or perhaps an unidentified fear?
I think we can probably put to rest the idea that having the pepperoni pizza before going to bed induces nightmares. The heavy meal and so on, what it might do is cause us to have indigestion, might cause us to wake up during the night, and thus maybe more likely to remember a dream that we would have otherwise forgotten. But by and large, many nightmares tend to occur in periods where people are under stress, whether this is work-related, whether people are undergoing inner relationship issues, financial circumstances. So in periods of stress or where we doubt ourselves, where we feel insecure, tend to be the periods where nightmares are more likely to occur. That being said, having the occasional nightmare appears to be a universal experience. And thus, that in and of itself is not something unusual or something to be worried about.
Is there such a thing as having chronic nightmares? In other words, anyone goes to sleep and they frequently have nightmares compared to other people who may have an occasional nightmare?
Yes, absolutely. There are, of course, the well-known individuals who may suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder that may re-experience a traumatic event that they have had in the past, be it rape, war situations, being involved in a car accident, a house fire. Any of these traumatic events can give rise to recurrent nightmares that will, to varying degrees over time, replay the original trauma. But there are other individuals who are lifelong nightmare sufferers. However long they can recall, even as kids, tend to have many nightmares repeatedly, and this persists through adulthood. Although there is no evidence that they have undergone any unusual experiences or traumas, either recently or in their childhood.
Is there a way of treating people who have these continual nightmares? Are there any forms of treatment available?
There are many forms of treatment available for nightmares, be them trauma-related nightmares, idiopathic nightmares, that is, nightmares for which we do not know the cause, recurrent nightmares. And one of the most effective treatments is a treatment based on relatively simple imagery rehearsal exercises where the person is encouraged to change whatever feels right to them from a recent nightmare they have had. Some people may choose to change the beginning, others the end, others will change everything from A to Z, and still others might change what might appear to be an insignificant detail, like the color of a wall where the nightmare takes place. And these basic, relatively simple exercises have been shown to be, in multiple studies, to be effective in reducing the frequency of nightmares and their associated distress in about 80% of people who suffer from nightmares.